Her apartment's 2 blocks from the Lawsons. A tacky, two-story building. She walks upstairs, takes the keys from her pocket and opens the green panelled door. The apartment consists of 2 rooms, plus a kitchen and bathroom. The walls are thin, the floors creak, and probably the only natural light the place gets is when the blinding sunset shines in. I hear a toilet flush in some other unit, the scrape of a cabinet being shut somewhere. Seedy, all right, but at least it has the feel of real people living real lives. Dishes piled up in the kitchen sink, empty plastic bottles, half-read magazines, past their prime potted tulips, a shopping list taped to the fridge, tights hanging over the back of a chair, newspaper on the table open to the TV guide, an ashtray, a thin box of Virginia Slims. For some strange reason, this scene relaxes me. This is my friend's apartment, she explains. She used to work with me at a salon in Tokyo, but last year she had to come back to Takamatsu, where she's from. But then she said she wanted to travel to India for a month, and asked me to take care of the place. I'm doing her job while she's gone. She's a hairdresser too. I thought it's a good change of pace to get out of Tokyo for a while. She's one of those new age types, so I doubt she'll be able to pull herself away from India in a month. She has me sit at the dining table and brings me a can of Pepsi from the fridge. No glass, though. Normally, I don't drink colas. Way too sweet and bad for your teeth. But I'm dying of thirst and down the whole can. You want anything to eat? All I've got is cup noodle, if that'll do. I'm okay, I tell her. You look awful. You know that. I nod. So what happened?
I wish I knew.
You have no idea what happened. You didn't even know where you were, and it's a long story, she says, pinning down the facts. But you're definitely in trouble, yes? Definitely, I reply. I hope that, at least, sinks in. Silence. All the while, she's bathing me in a deep frown. You don't really have any relatives in Takamatsu, do you? You ran away from home. Again, I nod. Once, when I was your age, I ran away from home. I think I understand what you're going through. That's why I gave you my mobile phone number. I thought it might come in handy. I really appreciate it, I say. I lived in Ichikawa in Chiba. I never got along with my parents and hated school, so I stole some money from my parents and took off, trying to get as far away as I could. I was 16. I got as far as Abashiri, up in Hokkaido. I stopped at a farm I happened to see and asked them to let me work there. I'll do anything, I told them, and I'll work hard. I don't need any pay as long as there's a roof over my head and you feed me. The lady there was nice to me, made me sit down and have some tea. Just wait here, she said. The next thing I knew, a patrol car pulled up outside and the police were hauling me back home. Apparently, this wasn't the first time the lady had been through this sort of thing. The thought hit me hard then that I had to learn a trade, so no matter where I went, I could always find work. So I left high school, went to a trade school, and became a hairdresser. The edges of her mouth rise a bit in a faint smile. A pretty sound approach to things, don't you think?
I agree with her.
Would you tell me the whole story from the beginning, she says, pulling out a cigarette and lighting it. I don't think I'm going to get much more sleep tonight, so I might as well hear it all. I explain everything to her, from the time I left home. I leave out the omen part, though. That, I know, I can't tell just anyone.